With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. 2 years after the disastrous flood in Pajaro, work is beginning on some street improvements. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
The state allocated $20 million in recovery money to Pajaro after the 2023 flood, with a portion of that earmarked for infrastructure. Now, county officials plan to put that money to work, with $500,000 in street improvements, including new curbs and crosswalks, traffic signals, and solar-powered streetlights. While these weren't the most urgent improvements after a flood that left hundreds homeless, Monterey County Chief of Public Works Enrique Saavedra says residents have been asking for the changes.
We met with the community, talked about what their needs were in terms of infrastructure, and this is what they recommended that we look into and what we use their funds for. So we're pretty excited to now be able to show them that, you know, we took their input and now we're developed a project and looking to implement that project now.
Saavedra says work should be complete by this summer. Scott Cohn, KAZU News.
A lawsuit over the January fire at a battery energy storage plant in Moss Landing has been moved to federal court from state court. That could be a blow to the plaintiff, since federal courts are generally considered more favorable to defendants. Vistra Energy, which owns the plant, argued that it's a Texas corporation and that PG&E, which is also named in the suit, should be dropped from the case since it's not their plant. Residents and business owners say they suffered damage from the fire, which burned for days. This is KAZU News. I'm Lisa Ledeen.